Okay. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. In, out. Hey, baby. No. Everything's fine. Yeah. I promise. I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to stress you out with the pacing. Wait a minute. Are those cookies? Oh, man. Or you made your family's recipe? Oh, man, you didn't have to put in that work, baby. But boy, do I appreciate it. Why was I pacing? I'm just a little on edge. It's been a while since I've seen this guy, and with him moving into the neighborhood, if anything goes wrong, we can't avoid each other. It's just he's right there. No, I don't think something's going to happen. I'm expecting it. I know this guy was one of my closest friends, but we also have a lot of history that I don't like to dredge it up. Okay. We were always on the same path. Same athletics, same university studies, grades even, same people. There was always this kind of, like, it was a competition. And, I know I've grown up, but I don't know if he has. After university, we went our separate ways until he told me that he bought that house. He was a good friend, but he always wanted what I had, which led to a lot of mistakes on his end. And I'm not saying I'm innocent. I've made some bad choices with regards to our friendship as well, but I don't know. I liked not having to even consider the possibility of him messing with what I have right now. Yes. Yes, baby, I mean us. What we have. I mean, we have this amazing life. Work has settled for the most part. We started a family. I mean, there's just so much excitement. And old wounds of the past they're unsettling me right now. Oh, great. Here he is. Are you going to join us in catching up, baby? Yeah, that's fine. You're always welcome to join later if you want. Here, I'll introduce you and then let you get back to whatever you're taking care of. Okay, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Hey, I've grown up, right? I've grown up. We're both adults. He probably has grown up too. Maybe even he has a family. I mean, I didn't ask. Okay, come on. Just get through this and we can pretend he isn't even there. Just be excited to see him. Excited, okay, I'm excited. Hey, man, oh, welcome in, man. This is my beautiful wife. Baby, this is my old university dorm mate. Come in, let's catch up, bro. Yep. The living room is right over here. Oh, thank you. Yeah. The house is beautiful. Actually, my wife picked it out. I was unsure at first, but I should have known I was in the wrong when she was disagreeing with me. Exactly. feel free to have some cookies. My wife just made them. Old family recipe. And I'm telling you, they're absolutely delicious. We'll just try some. So how've you been, man? It's been a long, long time. Any wife and kids I'll see running around? Ah, yeah, got you. Not for you. Yeah, I get it. I always thought I'd live the bachelor life until I met her. Yeah, nothing wrong with it, bro. My wife? Oh. Man, I could speak her praises for hours. I mean, how much time you got? I mean, I knew who I was. Not the easiest to deal with, but she really put me in my place and made me a better person. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. No, I know she's really gorgeous. She's also much smarter than me. I mean, she works so hard, but never lets it take over her life. I am a lucky guy. I think about it every day. Join us? I invited her, but she said she had some work to do since she stopped to bake the cookies. Maybe another time. No, she doesn't work from home usually. She did it today since she knew you were coming over, and so she wanted to be nice, make some cookies, you know. Anyway, bro, tell me about your life. I haven't seen you in so long. I mean, other than being single, being the eligible bachelor that you are. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Isn't that how it always goes? Mm-hmm. Totally, bro. Totally. Yeah, I hear you. I understand. No, I didn't see that. Hello. Yes. I wanted that delivered to her office tomorrow at 12:30. The note should say... Hold on, I have it right here. Okay, the note should say, "These flowers are beautiful, but nothing will ever compare to you. So enjoy a relaxing day at your favorite spot, my treat. Happy anniversary. I love you. From your adoring husband." Okay, great. Her boss knows you're coming, so they shouldn't have any issue with the delivery. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. All right, have a good night. Okay. Scheduled that. Dinner is ready. I finished all the laundry. The table is set. The linens are changed. I think that's everything. What time is it? It's already 7. Where is she? Hey, baby. I was starting to think I'd need to send out a search party. Was traffic that bad? You told me you were leaving work an hour ago. It's like a 15-minute drive. Wait. He stopped you outside again? Did he need something? Just to chat. No. Of course I'm not upset that you were talking to him. It's just, this is the third time this week that he stopped you. He did the same thing last week. Why didn't you just, you know, invite him inside? He didn't want to come in. Oh, man. Are you okay with that? A little uncomfortable, but didn't want to say anything. Okay. Do you want me to talk to him? Okay, I won't. But if it gets out of hand, I reserve the right to tell him to calm down, okay? Okay, baby. I know I'm not scary to you, but it doesn't mean I won't do anything to protect you. You know that, right? Thank you, baby. So, what super important conversation were you talking about that couldn't allow you to sit and relax for 5 seconds first? Okay, yeah. Well, he went to the right place. You do know all the best spots. So, which ones did you tell him about? Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Wait. You told him about our favorite spot? No, I know it's not a secret, but you're usually a little more careful about who you tell. I mean, you didn't even tell your best friend, who was the maid of honor at our wedding. You didn't tell her when she visited. Sure. Yeah, okay. Visiting and moving is different. I just didn't think you'd tell him yet. You're right. No, you're right. You were just being neighborly and I'm acting ridiculous. I have something much more important anyways. You and I, we've been working so much lately that we haven't been able to have a date night in months. And with our anniversary tomorrow. But you having to work late, I set one up for tonight. Come on. I wanted tonight to be special for you. So I made all your favorites. Then we can watch a movie of your choice. I'll give you a long, nice massage. Spoil you just like you deserve, baby. Why don't you go and get into some comfy clothes and I'll dish it up. Come here. I love you too, baby. Who is that? Hey, neighbor. What's up? Why are you surprised that I'm home? This is my home. I changed my work hours on Fridays. Yeah, I wasn't seeing my wife enough, and we were both sick of it, so I moved some things around so we could spend more time together on our weekends. No, she isn't home yet. She went to grab dinner. Why? You brought her desserts. To thank her for the cookies that she made when you moved in 3 months ago. I'm sorry. Look, dude, I've tried to be nice, but this is weird, and my wife is too kind to say anything. You think I'm upset because my wife is making a friend? Dude, that is completely ludicrous. I've never stood in the way of that. I've never even thought about it. And if you two want to be friends, that's perfectly fine with me. No, I don't like the underhanded way that it's happening. You stop her every day when she pulls in from work. She invites you in, but you always say no. And I'm pretty sure it's because you know I'm home. or you know that I'll be home soon. Am I wrong? Exactly. Yeah, that's what I thought. Dude, my wife is amazing in every way. She is brilliant, but she always wants to be friendly and keep the peace with you. I don't fight all her battles. She can take care of herself perfectly fine, but she knows that you were someone I considered a friend, and she didn't want to mess with that. Dude, my wife is the sweetest person on the planet and considers everyone else before herself. I don't need to fight her battles, but you are making her feel uncomfortable, and that ends now. If you want to be her friend, just don't go sneaking around. If you want to be more. Okay, I would appreciate it if you would stop. It upsets us. She is my wife. Mine. We are happy. We are starting a family. She may think you are just being friendly, but I know you. Oh, man, you're rich. If she decides I'm not enough for her and wants to leave, she knows I wouldn't stop her. All I want for her is happiness. She deserves to come home and get to relax after a long, hard day, and you stopping her to talk in the driveway isn't considerate of that. So I'll repeat, if you want to be her friend, come inside, have a beer. Hell, have dinner with us. You will be welcomed in. But, if you want to be more, I'm asking you to back off, because we are happy, and her friendship does not deserve to be treated like a dirty little secret or confused with something more. So next time I see you doing this, I won't be as nice. Am I clear? Good. I'll let her know you came by and that you brought desserts. Have a good rest of your day. Oh, man. That guy just won't take a hint. Hey, baby. Oh, hey, baby. Didn't see you there, man. Hope I wasn't interrupting anything. Oh, you wanted to know her secret recipe for those cookies? Sorry, man, sorry. Her cookies are all mine. Oh, yeah, but we loved the dessert you brought yesterday. That really helped us refuel after our workout. You know, you should join us for dinner one of these nights. But I do need to steal my wife away right now. No, we need to go inside. She deserves to have some fun after a long, long day at work. Come here. Baby, this has been going on way too long. No, I am sick of him trying to flirt with you all the time, keeping you from coming home every day. I have warned him. I've warned him enough. I think it's time he learned who you belong to. baby. I'm going to try something new tonight. Do you remember your safe word? Good girl. No. No bedroom. I think right here is perfect. I want him to see me fucking your sexy body over and over and over again. These tight clothes. God, I love how you show yourself off. Yeah, I bet he liked them too. Probably why he stopped you so late. You know, normally he's better at avoiding me. But you look so fucking good, he couldn't resist. No. No, I don't want you to stop wearing them. I want you to wear them more. Let him see what's all mine. Such a good girl. You always do what daddy asks. I'm going to sit on the couch, and you're going to put on a little show. Strip for me. Let him see what my perfect wife does for me. Oh, fuck. Slowly. Yeah, slowly, just like that. Oh my God. You're so hot, baby. Turn around, face the window. Bend over. Bend over. Get those bottoms off for me. So seductive, baby. Without even trying, you can drive a man fucking crazy. Get that thong off. God, I love that you're married and still wear such slutty underwear all the time. That's it. Just let it drop to the floor. Show me that pretty pussy, baby. That's it, come here. I want you to sit on my lap. Face the window. Let him see us. Spread your legs wide. Fuck. I can feel your arousal. My fingers are already soaked. Is it for him? Or me? Me. Always for me. Ah, that's my girl. Lift your head up. That's it. All he needs to do is open those curtains and he'll see you. Shit, you love that idea. I can feel it. I always knew my wife would be my perfect little slut. Is that what you want to be, baby? You want to be a dirty little fucking slut for daddy? God, I can feel you grinding down on my hand. All you can think about is your release, huh? Do you want him to see? Maybe if you're loud enough, he will. I can help with that. That's it. Louder. Louder, baby. God, these tits. I'll make sure they're all nice and sensitive by the time I'm done with you. I'm gonna play with your tits while you beg me to come. Come on, baby, you could do better than that. I know you can do better than that. Oh, you thought I was just going to let you finish? No. No, this may be pleasurable for you, but this is also a punishment. I get to have all the fun I want, but you don't get to come yet. Oh, please let me come, Daddy. I'll be your good girl, I promise. My good wife would have told him to back off. Now you can make it up to me, can't you, baby girl? That's what I thought. Grind down on my lap and hand. Just like that. That's it, baby. That's it, baby. Take my fingers so fucking good like that. God, I fucking love this dirty little cunt. Oh, I know you want to come. Ask for it, baby. Come on, ask for it. Beg me to fucking let you come. That's it. Come on. Again. Oh, you're such a good fucking girl. My good fucking girl. Come around my fingers, baby. That's it. Just like that. There you go. There you go. Making me so proud. There you go. God, you're so fucking hot. I'm as attracted to you as I was when I first saw you. When I first looked at you and wanted to fuck the shit out of you. Baby, I can see the curtains moving against the window. Why don't you show him how perfect you are for me? So eager for this, aren't you? Tell me. Keep straight. Keep looking out the window. Fuck. Fuck, you took my cock in so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. So fucking messy, baby. Oh, so loud for me. Just how I like it. Oh, I want all the neighbors to know who's doing this to you. Such a dirty fucking cunt. Oh, God, I love it so much, baby. Oh, you're so fucking perfect for me. I don't want anything less but how fucking perfect you are. Oh, I think I see him behind that curtain, baby. Say my name. Say my fucking name. Tell him who's using you. I can't hear you. Don't make me tell you again. Who do you belong to? Oh, there she is. There she is. I knew you could get that slutty mouth to work for me. That a girl. Making me so fucking proud. Making daddy so fucking proud. Oh, look at how you're fogging that window, baby. Look at that. He can't even see anymore. That just won't do. Lean your head back on my shoulder. Take my fingers in your mouth. There you go. Take them in. Take them in. Good girl. Suck on them, baby. Suck on them. Deep throw my fucking fingers. Come on. Take them down. Take them down till you start to gag. That's it. That's it. Good girl. Completely under daddy's control. Right where you belong. So enchanting. God, I'm so lucky to have you. So fucking lucky, baby. Okay. I think my fingers are wet enough. Let me rub your clit with them. I want to feel you clenching around my cock. There you go. There you go. Oh, I bet he's getting a good view of us now. All he wants is to have you, but he'll never get to because you're all fucking mine. Oh, he can look all he wants, but he'll never feel this tight fucking pussy made for me. It's all for me, isn't it, baby? Come on, say it for daddy. Has my wife lost her voice? Did I fuck her stupid? Good. Once you lost in the pleasure, I'm gonna fill you up, baby. Come on, you love being bred, don't you? God, these tits are so fucking full. Oh, God. Oh, come on, I'll take care of you. I'll make you feel good every day. You'll never need to lift a fucking finger again. God, I'm gonna breed this fucking pussy while he watches. Huh? Yeah? You're gonna be a good girl for me and take all of daddy's cum, huh? Fuck, I wanna hear it from you. Beg me for it. Beg me for it, my little whore wife. Come on, I know you can't. Oh, God. Oh, you sound so fucking pretty. Milk my cock, baby. Good girl, good girl. Asking for permission. That's it. Uh-huh. Come for me. Come for me. I'll fill this tight fucking pussy. Have you so fucking full of me. I'll take such good care of you. No need to ever ask for anything. Everyone will know who's lucky enough to have you. So fucking gorgeous. Oh, I'll keep you fucking stuffed with my cum all the time. Slow. No. Look at all my cum just falling out. Oh. Come on, let's get you over to the couch. Okay, I'm gonna close the curtains. This is just for me. This is just for me to see. Are you okay, baby? Did I go too far? I know we... I mean, we've never done anything like this before. I, I think I should have asked before we did that. I talked to him before, and he didn't listen. I had to make it clear. I'm sorry. I know you did. I know you didn't say your safe word. I want to be sure. I swear I would have stopped if you told me to. I'd never, ever hurt you. I know. I got a bit carried away, and I just want to make sure you're okay. Are you sure? Okay. Whew, okay. That is what I needed to hear. Can we just cuddle for a little while? And then we can get you cleaned up. Yeah, I just need to hold you, baby. Thank you. Here, lay on top of me. Baby, I don't care about any of that. I need to feel you all the way against me. I need to know you are here. Completely here. Oh, I feel so good. Bury your head in my neck and I'll put the throw blanket over us. There we go. Oh, so much better. Focus on my breathing, baby. Just be here with me right now. How do you feel now, baby? Like you had a lot of fun? So did I. Man, you always make me feel so good. I love you more than anything. Thank you for letting me do that. I just want time with my wife. Yes, I am pouting because someone is interrupting us time. Okay, fine. I'll check. It's him. He says, "Will there be another show later? I think I need an encore." We can worry about all of that later. For me, you always come first. How about we get some rest and then we can take a nice warm bath together? I knew you'd like that. My love.